on this episode of Straight Up No Bullshit for Fight for Our Freedom. It was one of those things where, because of what happened, we went from being the effect of someone that's oppressing us to becoming the cause, because we said we're pushing back and we're not taking this anymore.
If you don't like what's going on, you need to implement some change. Okay. You need to hold yourself accountable to the highest level, and everything and anything that happens to you is because of you.
We signed the Declaration of Independence and it was ratified and we're off the races.
So basically what you're doing is you're throwing in the towel and you're saying, I'm not accountable.
Take one thing, choose one thing and be the cause of it.
Welcome to the Straight Up, No Bullshit, the Don Hanston Show. Our hosts are going to push the limits, but create an environment where it's safe to uncover the crap that holds you back so you can survive the mediocrity of today's life. And they'll be admitting and revealing their own experiences so you can learn the skills and attitude you need to be who you are. No bullshit. Warning to all listeners, if you have thin skin and get offended easily by harsh, direct, or somewhat offensive content and language, then this podcast may be overwhelming. However, we believe pulling your blinders off and viewing things from a real perspective may feel invigorating and may be the very thing that may cause you to expand your capabilities exponentially. Now here's your hosts, Don and Marcus.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Straight Up No Bullshit. We are glad you're here. We got another exciting episode for you. Don, how's it going, my friend?
Everything's going great today. Welcome, everybody.
Good deal, good deal. Well, today we're talking about being the cause versus the effect. We all have heard about cause and effect in science class and in just in life in general, but being the cause versus being the effect is a little different perspective on things, a little different way of looking at how to live life and how to implement a lot of the things we've shared on the different episodes that we've had here. So Don, tell me your perspective on being the cause versus the effect.
Okay, so let's start with effect, right? You're being the effect.
Sure.
And you're the effect of outside circumstances. You're not holding yourself accountable to anything. Okay. I don't have any money. I have a bad job. I have diabetes and I'm sick. All these things. Well, okay. So basically what you're telling the universe is you're not capable of any change in your life. You're just, this is how you are and you got to deal with it. And that's the end of it. Now being
right.
The cause or causative is that there's things that you have to remember that you're the creator of your life. So if there's things that you don't like in your life, you need to change. So if your sugar level's high and you're pre-diabetic, maybe you need to lay off the sugar a little bit. Maybe you need to change your diet a little bit. Okay. If your job's not so good, maybe you need to find a different job. If your boss isn't so nice, maybe you need to find a different job. Like when you are causative or the cause, you have no room to gripe about anything because you are the creator of your own life. But when you're the effect, your shoulders are down and all poor me and everybody wants them. And if you're a high tone person and you don't have sympathy for these people that are the effect, people want to criticize you and say, oh, you don't feel sorry. There's no sympathy. There's no empathy for these people. And my reaction is, if you don't like what's going on, you need to implement some change. Okay. You need to hold yourself accountable to the highest level, and everything and anything that happens to you is because of you. And a lot of people are not going to agree with that, and that's fine. But I think you're high tone, my friend. we all need to be accountable for everything. It is what it is. I'm cold, to put a jacket on. Don't say, oh, I'm so cold. What am I going to do? Now I'm going to get pneumonia and be sick. And like, put a coat on. Put some gloves on, put a hat on, put some earmuffs. Well, what if people don't like how I look? Right. You know, it's nonsense. But the thing is this is a great topic because so many people are stuck with things in their lives that they don't want. And really what the reason is they're blaming outside sources. We don't like the government, right? Okay. That's right. I'm good with that. There's a lot of things that we don't like, but we have to look at the things that we do like, And maybe there are certain things that we don't think we can change, but we can change just by changing your thinking. So I think we all really need to be the cause or causative.
I would agree. So many people are stuck in the effect. Things are happening. I mean, let's face it, in this world we're living in right now, it just seems like, you know, everything is upside down, left is right. You know, you don't know which way you're coming or going. So it's easy to get trapped in the thought process that you're stuck in the effect. There's no, you know, what am I going to do? You know, how can I change the world? Well, you change the world by changing your thinking. You change the world by choosing to react a different way. You know, the first thing about not being in effect is not letting yourself be reactive. Don't have that knee-jerk reaction. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. You know, you have a fight with your significant other, right? Your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, whoever you're with. And, you know, you can react to it and be explosive and follow the patterns that you've lived all your life, have those tapes going. Or you can step back and say, okay, wait, what, why am I feeling this? What's really going on here? And say, you know what? I'm choosing to not react. I'm choosing to be the cause. I'm choosing to live my life on my terms. I'm choosing to be at a higher vibration. I'm choosing to send love versus anger. I'm choosing to see the good in this person, even though they're not making me feel that good right now. So there's a lot of different ways of looking at the cause and effect, but it starts with being a conscious choice, making a conscious choice.
I like the word that you say, choice, and here's why. Okay. A lot of, like you say, behaviors have to do with our environment. Okay. So if you're a lot of people, if they're in a really good environment, really high level environment, people are like, most people are happy, even people that aren't typically vibrating at a high level, right? But then there's a lot of people that go into lower level environment, whether they're dealing with somebody's insanity or their troubles and their issues. What happens is they get themselves pulled down. And we talked about this with a few other topics. And so you can choose to buy into their animosity or their negative tone level. Okay. And bring yourself down, but then you can't wonder why. See, so a lot of it has to do with awareness. You need to be aware. Hey, I'm around Marcus, and every time I'm around Marcus, life is grand. Okay. But if it was the opposite, and yes, every time I go in feeling great and I sit down for a lunch with Marcus and I come back and I'm ready to kill somebody, okay? Maybe I need to be aware enough to say, maybe you shouldn't be around Marcus or talk to Marcus, okay? So it's really about being aware, but it's also, like you said, choice, okay? And when you start feeling sorry for people, I'm sorry, because a lot of people won't like this, but when you start feeling sorry for people, sympathetic, all you're doing is you're not holding them accountable, okay? If the guy says, I drive this shitty car, okay? And I don't know what to do because I got to keep putting all this money in. You're supposed to feel sorry for him, give money, whatever you're supposed to do, that people would think. You say, dude, you're driving a shitty car, okay? Because maybe you don't make enough money, or maybe you're too cheap to buy a new car, or whatever the deal is. But if you sympathize with them, then you're like, oh, he doesn't have enough money. Maybe I should give money, or maybe I should fix it for free, or I have a set of tires in the garage that I really should give him. No, he needs to go buy his own tires, okay? Or he needs to buy a different car, or he needs to fix it, or he needs to whatever. He needs to fix his problems. We're not here to fix everyone's problems. We're here to help people. But you actually help people on a much higher level if you hold them accountable for their actions and for what it is that they don't like. If you don't like it, it's up to you. You choose to change things, or you choose not. You choose to live and be miserable, but don't pull everybody else in it with you. So the cause and the effect, the scary part about the cause and the effect is sometimes when you become the effect, you're not just the effect of yourself. You're the effect of other people and other situations in your environment. So you need to be cognizant of that effect and how the ripple effect is happening to you, so you can change it. And you say, you know, I go to this job and I come back home and I'm suicidal. Okay. Well, you need to be cognizant of that. And you need to say, you know, I really need to figure out a different avenue of creating income. So it's kind of there's a catch 22 here, holding yourself accountable, but you also have to hold yourself accountable to be aware of toxic environments that actually make you think that you're just a product of the system. All right. I have this job, so therefore I'm not supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to be broke, or I'm supposed to be rich, and I'm supposed to afford all this stuff that I can't afford, and or whatever the deal is. But the thing is we all, to all levels, if you're ill, if you don't feel good, if you're depressed, people say that, there's nothing I can do. You know, I got to take medicine. Okay. If that's what you got to do, that's fine. But you need to figure out, okay, not in that. Like you said, it covers a lot of the topics that we talked about, like medicine. You know, you say, okay, I'm going to take a pill because I'm depressed. Okay. All you're doing is treating a symptom. You're not figuring out what it was that created that. So in order to get better and being causative, you need to go back and you need to figure out, why is my head all screwed up and I'm backwards? It's up to you. And when you realize everything's up to you, and you realize when you start tweaking these things in your life and your life gets better, you never want to go backwards.
Right. Well, I'm going to say this also. I mean, there is a place for compassion. I mean, I know you're kind of being a bull, you know, with horns going forward without, you know, don't sympathize. Sympathizing is being aware that this person has an issue and maybe you can help them, but maybe you can help them by sharing an idea, not solve the problem for them, but give them an idea, give them something that inspires them, help them, give them some, a pep talk, give them, do something that makes the person feel good so they can move forward and make the better choices. So, there is a place, and I think it's a balance, you know, it's a yin yang kind of thing. You know, you have to do that. But one thing you said is, a lot of the solutions that you were in those examples you were sharing is just get rid of it. You know, you got a bad boss, get rid of it. You got a bad job, get rid of it, get a new one. And that might be the solution. That's definitely one possibility, but maybe it's coming at it from a different perspective. Maybe, you know, when you're coming into work that day, instead of, you know, having daggers of anger coming mentally off of them because you hate them and you don't like what they say, you hate your boss, he's an asshole, you know, fuck him, whatever. Maybe send compassion towards them, send love to them, visualize a peaceful environment. And that in itself can make a huge change. I was just watching an old interview from Deepak Chopra. And he wrote a book called Ageless Body, Timeless Mind. It is a great book. And it really goes into very depth of when we change our thoughts, every thought we have, every word we speak has a ripple effect through our entire body. It sends signals to different parts of our body to create different chemicals that we create in our bodies to for healing, for this, for that, you know, stress hormones, all kinds of things. So when you're coming into when you're focusing, like you've got an issue going on and you're really worried. Well, if you focus on the worry, you are going to have nothing but worry, and it's going to spiral you down and affect you physically as well as mentally. And honestly, I would say even it's going to affect your outside circumstances, because as we know, thoughts become things and everything is a vibration. But if you are, you know, if you're concerned about something and say, listen, okay, I'm concerned about this, but this is what I'm going to do to make it better, or this is my idea. You can positively change things and send it in a much better direction than a downward spiral. So, you know, I think there's a lot of different ways of looking at things. And
hey, there's more than one way to skin a cat, Marcus. And you're sure, right. Offering exactly. Solutions. I know I come across kind of straightforward and brass and make it everything sound overly simplified. And I'm more compassionate than what I'm portraying here. But what I'm trying to get across is you can help people, but the only people you can help are the ones that are willing to accept the help, or the people that believe that the help will work.
Yep.
Okay. Those are the only people you can help.
That's correct.
So you can offer, but if you get to a point where you can't help somebody because they won't accept the help, or they can't be helped, you're better off using your energy somewhere else. So it sounds simple. Just get rid of it. And I agree with that, because I'm very strong in the belief that you can change whatever it is that you want to change.
Without a doubt.
And so maybe that comes across a little bit aggressive, but offer help. Give people solutions. But like, if somebody says, you know what, I'm 65 pounds overweight, right? When you look up some various exercise routines or diets or the things that you've talked or things that you've actually implemented that you know work, And you're like, do this, do that, do this. And I'll show you, I'll help you where you can get the food or the exercise or the trainer or whatever it is. And you put all these steps together and you spend all this time doing it. And the person says, well, you know, I could maybe do that for a day or two. Okay. Or, well, you know, the diet sounds good, but I'm not going to do it for more than 2 weeks. They're not going to do it. It's a waste of your time. Don't stop. Don't waste any more time. They're not going to go through with it. They don't want to help. A lot of people have the haviness of the situations that they have, like their woe's me thing, right? A lot of people want to be.
Well, they're locked in their identity. Yeah. They're locked. Victor. Whatever the effect is, it's almost become part of their identity. Yeah. They're part of their identity. So therefore they have to conform to the identity that they've created for themselves. You know, I think we're seeing that a lot in today's world and the wokeness and all these crazy, you know, all the different isms that are out there, you know, transism and, you know, environmentalism and all the different things that are happening right now. And, you know, and it's like, you know, people have incorporated that as part of their identity. So therefore you tell them the facts and you show them the facts, they don't get it. So I'm going to share an idea, and we're going to have a little history lesson here, because right now we're going through something in our history that I think is parallel to something how this country created in the first place. So if we go back to take a little walk in history and go back to 1763, and 1763, you know, we were, you know, British colonists, but that we were living in America and we were becoming Americans. And unfortunately, there was a lot of oppression from the King of England. And so we were affected. We were living in the effect of what was kind of created to us. In that whole process, we shifted from being the effect to being the cause. And so from 1763, when things started getting nasty and we started to go into war, right? You know, leading into war, you know, we got the passage of the Stamp Act where, my God, they were taxing and stamping everything from paper to pens, to even playing cards. I mean, every pencils, everything you can imagine, they were taxing like crazy. You know, then the British troops showed up in 1768, you know, to occupy Boston and to kind of show the might that, you know, we're right and you guys are wrong and we're gonna make this happen. You know, and then we go to the whole concept of, we started seeing a shift. So from about 1768 to 1770, there was a shift where people were starting to say, you know what? We're not really happy with what's going on here. We really think that this monarchy wants to take away our freedoms and we're not okay with that. You know, so in the spring of 1772, they courted, you know, correspondence to respond to the British colonies policies and the colonial policies and, you know, kind of push back a little bit, you know. And so what happened then? The British tries to intimidate Massachusetts and they show up, you know, from March to June of 1774. And what happens is that over the course of the next year, war breaks out, right? So April 19th, 1775, the first shots are fired. And guess what? We're now in a war to fight for our freedom. And it was one of those things where, because of what happened, we went from being the effect of someone that's oppressing us to becoming the cause, because we said, we're pushing back and we're not taking this anymore. So what happened? The colonists elected a delegate for the Continental Congress in 75. The king actually declared us the colonists. We were in a state of open and avowed rebellion, right? So then in June of 1776, we're pushing back. We're fighting. There's skirmishes. You know, and Henry Lee introduces the resolution that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. So what did that cause? That caused Jefferson, about 5 days later, to hold himself up in a Philadelphia boarding house, and he began writing the Declaration of Independence. And then guess what? July 2nd of 1776, Congress voted to declare independence, and it took him 2 days, you know, of being the cause to basically ratify, you know, war was declared. We signed it. We signed the Declaration of Independence, and it was ratified, and we were off the races. And so, you know, that war basically went all the way through 1782. So 6 years of battles to get our freedom to say, you know what? No more. I will not stand for this anymore. We kicked out the loyalists, all the people, all the Americans that were loyal to Britain. January of 1782, we kicked them out. We signed the Treaty of Paris, which ends the war in September 3rd of 1783. And then it wasn't another 5 years until we actually wrote the Constitution and it replaced the Articles of Confederacy. So why am I sharing this history lesson with you? Because we're in a place right now. We've had, you know, people think that, oh, you know, COVID changed everything. No, you know what? Bullshit. This stuff's been going on for 20 years where they've been slowly taking away our rights, slowly changing things and putting things in place. And guess what? It's gotten to a point where now, over the last, I would say the last 2-3 years, there's been a big pushback and there's a lot of pushing back because guess what? We're choosing not to be the effect of this. We're choosing to be the cause.
You're absolutely 1,000% correct. And that's a great analogy. Cause forces change. Okay. Being the fact is just saying, you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm okay with everything that you've done to me. Woe's me. Now I don't have right. any money and, you know, I'm broke and you're not holding yourself accountable to anything. Okay. I don't have any money. I have a bad job. You're not capable of any change in your life. You're just, this is how you are and you got to deal with it. And that's the end of it. When you are causative or the cause, you have no room to gripe about anything because you are the creator of your own life. But when you're the effect, your shoulders are down and oh, poor me and everybody wants them. If you don't like what's going on, you need to implement some change, okay? You need to hold yourself accountable to the highest level and everything and anything that happens to you is because of you. And
right. Yep, like Ray Kroc said it best, when you're green, you grow. When you're ripe, you rot. And who all wants to rot? I want to be green. I want to keep growing. So absolutely. So I think, you know, the whole, you know, being the cause, it really is very freeing and empowering. So think about it. You know, it gives you a whole bunch of attributes. I'm going to kind of read, you know, kind of go through a list here. Agency and responsibility. You talked about responsibility. You know, it gives you the ability as well as the responsibility for initiating actions and or events. It creates a proactive role in shaping outcomes. You know, whereas versus being the mercy of someone's effect, it's empowering. It gives you empowerment. You know, the acting as a cause empowers you to drive change, influence circumstances according to your intentions and desires. That's what it's all about. You know, that's what empowerment is all about. It has accountability, you know, so when you're the cause, you're accountable for the consequences of your actions. You know, if you try something and it doesn't work, well, guess what? You just change it. You just, you don't have to be negative about it. You just have to, whether it's a positive result or negative result, you make a change adjustments and you move forward. That's how you things grow. That's how you're accountable. You know, if a casino net was never accountable and they were losing lots of money, they'd be like, well, shit, you know, they go out of business. But, you know, maybe they see the dealers are dealing it wrong or there's someone stealing or, you know, someone's accounting cards or whatever it is, you know, they're able to track those things because they're accountable. They do accounting almost on an hourly basis. So, being proactive versus reactive. You know, when you're causative, you're being proactive. You're taking action. You're doing the things. You can feel good about it versus being reactive. Because when you're reactive, you're just reacting to what's going on around you. And that's never a good thing. Very rarely. It helps you create a positive mindset and outlook. You know, one of the things that I do, and I've been doing this now for about 3 weeks. I've been doing this all my life. Don't get me wrong, but I'm doing this in a different way intentionally. Where right before as I wake up, they say your mind is at an alpha state. So I basically for the first 5 minutes. So instead of getting up and starting my day, I put on some really cool music. I like Stephen Halperin. Check him out on Pandora. It's very uplifting and mood lifts up your mood. It's very melodic. And I start, I do a countdown. It started with 100 to 1. Now, then I went to 50 to 1, then 25 to 1. Now I'm doing 10 to 1. And I just get myself into a state and I start focusing. I'm grateful. I share what I'm grateful for. And I start looking at my mindset, my outlook. Where is it I want to go in my relationship with my daughter, relationships with my girlfriend? You know, where do I want my business to go? Where do I want this podcast to go? Where do I want my trading to go and investing to go? Where do I want, you know, some of the things that I'm doing outside personally with my fraternity and things, where do I want them to go? You know, what are the things I want to do for fun? Where do I see that? And you project it out there. And guess what? You wake up, once you get out of bed, you feel great. And you got such a positive outlook on it. And it gives you the ability to have more confidence to be more causative. I think so, you know, because you're doing those things and you've already set set it in motion before you even got out of bed. So that's something that I do and it works for me. And I just encourage you all to try it, you know, and see, and let me know, give us feedback and comments, how it's working for you. It also helps with self-determination. When you're the cause, it implies you have a sense of self-determination where you believe that you have the capacity to shape your own destiny through your choices, your thoughts, and your actions. And that's huge. That is huge. It inspires creativity and innovation because when you're causative, you're looking at things differently. You're taking more risks. You're stepping outside your comfort zone. And by taking on this role of being a cause, you almost invoke creativity and innovation into your life because as you're seeking new novel solutions and you're addressing challenges actively and to bring about change, guess what? That's just creativity is just going to happen. You know, that's just going to be happen. It's going to make you more resilient. We need more resilience in this country more than ever. We have a country, especially the younger ones, they're fucking snowflakes and they're more resilient. They need more grit. And by you being the cause, maybe you can help the people around you be more of the cause and that's going to help make them more resilient as well. Because you know what? We're in some challenging times and we need to be resilient and stick to our guns. When you're the cause, you have ownership and you have pride in what you're doing. You have the ability to say, you know what? This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. This is what's happening. And guess what? I feel good about it because I own part of it. I created it, you know, and it helps you move forward. It creates positivity, which creates a positive energy around you more so than, you know, being the effect. And then lastly, it's going to give you personal growth and development. You know, we all, again, we talk about this on every podcast. If you're either growing or you're dying, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. There's no even keel, at least not for the long term. So personal growth and development, when you are the cause, it leads to more growth, more development, more, you know, you're challenged, you get some grit. And the biggest thing, you learn from experiences, you strive to improve. And guess what? Your circumstances get better. Things get better. The things that you want to be the cause of become a reality. And I think that's something that hopefully, you know, I'm implementing. I know, Don, you're implementing. And hopefully our listeners and people that are watching the podcast are implementing this as well.
So what you said was absolutely correct. Cause forces change. Okay. We don't like the direction this is going. And so yep. You're being causative. Okay. If you're going to be the effect, okay, what you're doing is you're just laying down and saying, I'm okay with the things that you've created for me.
Sorry, folks. We've had a little technical difficulty. Something happened there. I lost Don. We're going to continue recording and we're gonna have to edit this one. So, Don, I totally agree with everything you're talking about. And, you know, it is, and it takes time. You take baby steps, change one thing, be the cause of one thing in your life. You know, I just started rebounding because it helps to get the lymphatic system going because the lymphatic system is the only system in the body that doesn't have its own pump. It pumps by us moving. So by rebounding is the best way to get the lymphatic system going. I started just doing a minute in the morning. And guess what? Now I'm doing a minute every hour, or I'm working towards every hour to really help with my health and my immune system and everything else that I'm working on. So implement little things. Start one thing, get it going, add another thing. You know, be an overachiever like me, add five things at once and get it going, whatever it takes, but you can do it. So, well, this has been great. Folks, you know, we had some technical difficulties here, but you know what? We're going to edit it and we'll work it out. So hopefully when you're watching this, this will be a great presentation. And, Don, it's been a great conversation. I love our conversations. You know, we always dive into different perspectives and ways of looking at different topics, this being, you know, be the cause versus the effect. And, you know, folks, honestly, think about it. Take one thing that, you know, if you're having challenges in life or maybe things are going great for you, but you know, things could be even better. Well, choose one thing and be the cause of it. put it in and implement and let us know what it is in the comments, you know, share what's going on and what your success is. Well, thanks so much, everybody. If you liked what you heard here today, please share it with a colleague. Help us get the word out there. Like, subscribe to our channels. You know, that helps us. It helps us get the word out there. We want to make our lives better. We want to make your lives better. We want to make thousands of people's lives better on this podcast. And you sharing it will help us do that. So we appreciate you being here. And until next time, we'll see you on Straight Up No Bullshit. Cheers.
Thank you for tuning in to the Straight Up No Bullshit, The Don Hanston Show. We hope we enlightened you and expanded your perspectives with our bold and honest discussions about what might be holding you back from being your genuine self. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to the next episode. If you want to know more, go to straightupnobullshit.com. We'll see you next time.